Born to be Alive.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back. It is Doc and Snacker.
Live from the beautiful downtown. Is it downtown? Would you say downtown Universal Studios?
I guess it is downtown. They call it the City Walk. I feel like it's uptown because we're high elevation, high it's above uptown. The world.
Yes, we are. We can look down upon the people living in those hills, even though we're higher than them.
Eating on their food and not knowing that it's clogging their arteries or affecting their lives. I don't know. Welcome back. It's Doc and Snacker. If this is your first time experiencing us, you're about to listen to.
We're gonna change your world.
There you go. That's Dr. Mike. He is our nutrition expert here and a real doctor. He's not
a great doctor, but real, I guess, in the sense like I was really good at multiple choice tests.
You're not Doogie Howser.
Yes. My knees are not Doogie Howser.
And you are Dr. Mike. It's hard to trust people that go by their first name. Doctors.
Yeah, the reason why my last name, I'm not going to say my last name on the air. It just gets abused. Yeah, like it's an easy name, but everybody gets it wrong. So over the years, it's just like, hey, just Mike.
Just Dr. Mike.
Just Dr. Mike.
All right. I'm Kyle Kreiss. I am the snacker part of Doc and Snacker. I'm pretty much right now in the middle of another binge. Let's put it out there. I'm 6 foot, about 245. So that makes me about maybe
but
60,
but a good looking 6'2", 6'245.
Maybe 60 pounds overweight for that frame. I don't know.
You have to look close though. You want like it doesn't scream at you.
Yeah, don't look him in the.
You're not going to call 911 if you look at this guy. Yeah.
Well, you might. I don't know.
No, never.
I've been down some alleys where people have been like, "What? What are you following me for?" No. Anyway, we're here to. I love to eat junk food and fast food, but I also want to get on that healthy path toward a longer life.
Yeah, higher quality of life.
Yeah, I want to live through the Trump administration
because Kyle's very modest. Kyle is a comedian, great husband.
Well,
he builds fences in his house. He fixes fences in his yards.
No.
And also. Also, he is a bass player in an up-and-coming, I guess it's a heavy metal band.
I guess you'd call it hard rock.
Hard rock band.
Yeah, but the band is, you know, we're...
Yeah, so he needs to be around for a while.
I need to be around for this band to make it, or for this comedy to make it, or for this something, for us to sell this house, to make a profit. I don't know.
And I am, like Kyle said, Dr. Mike. I actually am a practicing physician. Practicing is the key word. And one of my dreams is that everyone, and not everyone, that includes you, optimizes eating and maximizes their, what would you say, maximizes their body. You got one body to live with while you're here. Life is short, so.
It's a temple.
We like to see people maximizing the potential of the body, not coming to the doctor at age, 55 and spending the rest of their, 3/4 of their time. Changing blood pressure pills. You guys know what I'm getting at there.
Yeah, I don't want that, but I'm definitely on that path. Yeah. I'm definitely on that path, and I can't get off. I've just on the way here, I had these granola cups, they were called. They were peanut butter chocolate granola cups.
Peanut butter granola cups.
With chocolate.
Okay,
and
what prompted you to get those?
It just looked like I thought granola might be a little bit more healthier than, they're basically 100 calorie cookies. Okay. And
but at least you looked at the calorie count, right?
Yeah, of course. I had all 10 of them. So that was 1,000 calories in
how did you feel,
granola cups.
And how many you ate two of them?
I ate 10 of them in the last 18 hours.
And how did that make you feel?
Some
of the questions I ask are corny, but you should know that by now.
I didn't even love the taste of them. You couldn't taste the chocolate at all. I think they just put just enough chocolate to say it was chocolate.
Yeah.
And the peanut butter was, you could taste that, but it was definitely a granola-based cookie.
Because usually peanut butter is the strongest. If it's really good peanut butter, it's always the peanut butter.
That was probably the dominating taste was peanut butter. The chocolate, you couldn't taste at all. Granola, it was like eating cement. It was very rough and very thick.
Yeah. Well, that's a great thought with what we're going to talk about today. It's... an article it's on now because it's on the internet. Oh, I'd like to shout out to what's the name of the place across the street? Carl
Jr.? No, Carl Strauss's.
Yeah, I'd like to shout out to Carl Strauss's Brewing Company across the street for letting us unwillingly use their internet so we can look at some stuff. Thank you.
So this is our theme today. This could change my life.
Yes, you can train your brain to hate junk food. And Kyle.
And I've been eating junk food and fast food since, I mean, my youngest days. And maybe every day, daily since 16.
Since you can remember.
Since at least 16, because once I got my license and I could eat wherever I wanted, it was drive-through city.
And that drive-through was just coming out back then, or it was so you
I'm not that
you,
old.
You never knew. So you never knew it a non-drive-through type place.
No, I've always always lived the drive-through life. I mean, not as much as like today. Today you can go through many different drive-throughs. Still no Pizza Hut drive-through. I wish they would.
I think it takes too long, right?
Still got to get out of my car for Pizza Hut. So that's why sometimes I'm a Papa John's guy.
So the question would be, the first question they pose in the essay, I guess you'd say, or the blog is, could your brain ever want broccoli over brownies? And they use broccoli. We're both comedians, so we know the word broccoli is a strong word. Broccoli, what's that called? An alliteration? Broccoli over brownies?
Broccoli and brownies is, that's alliteration, the B sound. Yeah.
So can you train your brain to ever love broccoli over brownies?
And let me tell you, I'm a broccoli guy now. Mm-hmm. I maybe 5 years ago, you'd be like, broccoli, I'd probably never had it. Right. Now, I'll eat broccoli all the time. I get the big bag of it. I'll put it in the microwave. It'll steam itself 6 minutes in the microwave.
Yeah, yeah,
then I just cut open the bag. I eat it straight out of the bag.
So broccoli. ever since I think it was, what's the Jolly Green Giant?
Green Giant.
Yeah, Green Giant. Green Giant, I think they came out with these microwavable vegetable bags.
Ah, they're the innovators.
So you think that since you have easy access with the vegetable bag, you would eat them more? Has that prompted you? Like say, have you said, all right, I want some vegetables tonight. Shit, I'm not going to make them fresh.
Definitely not.
And you grab the microwave bag. It's like, oh, I'll do it because of that.
Easily. I just bought, I went to the Ralph's last night when I picked up my carton of ice cream. I went and got 3 frozen bags of vegetables. Nice. And then I'll just put them right in the microwave. Nice. I love it. Love that.
So it's not about, so in your case, I don't think it's about you don't like eating good food. You just probably are more tempted to jump right
at just
the
like addicted to that. Last night, I had no reason to eat bad last night, and yet I made the stop at Ralph's. You know what it was? I was leaving the mic. I was leaving the open mic last night and walking by the 7-Eleven.
Well, how did you feel? How about this? How did you feel about your performance on stage? Did that have anything to do with your food? Ever have anything to do with your food choices?
Sometimes if I'm waited way too long to get up, then I'll be like, I deserve something to eat.
Okay.
Or if I had a bad set, I'll be like, I deserve something to eat. Or if I've had a great set, I've been like, let's get something to eat.
I think I remember the great Robert Vertrees talking about when you have a great or you perceive it to be a great set, you got to go out and drink and eat afterwards.
You've got to celebrate a great set.
Yeah. If you have a shitty set, you just probably just drink.
I've been known to eat. I was leaving the mic. It wasn't a particularly bad set. It was not great.
It was a crowd. It was just a regular bunch of comedians.
Just a regular old open mic. Yeah. Maybe 4 other comedians in the room.
Yeah.
They all
nodded their heads and said, good job. Yeah.
Indifferent.
Yeah. You got enough validation from them, right?
So then as I was leaving, another comic came up and wanted to talk about the band because they introed me as like, this guy's in a band.
Yeah, he's a rock star.
Yeah, right. It's like, give me a break. This dude looks like I belong in reunion tours only. Aww. You know, like, is Hootie back together? What's going on? So this guy's talking to me about the band. And so I'm answering his questions and he walks into the 7-Eleven and he says, hey, and so I'm answering him. So I got to follow him to finish the sentence instead of just walking by and into my car and go home. But no, so I'm answering the questions, and then I was like, "Oh, they new jalapeno Fritos. I'll just get a bag of that." Oh, like, you know, I'm right here. So it started with that. Housed that whole bag. They're fine. They're not.
Did you house the bag before you even got out of 7-Eleven?
Yeah, housed that whole bag. Not before I got out of 7-Eleven. Before I got home.
Yeah,
just in the car. Mm-hmm. Boom, nailed it. And then I needed to get some vegetables in the fridge. I have, you know, I got to eat something good. So mad that I just housed this jalapeno Fritos. So I went to Ralph's, got 2 bags of carrots, some sugar snap peas.
There you go.
These frozen sprouts, frozen green beans, frozen peas. You know, I don't even, although I looked at the green beans and peas, is there really any nutritional
No, they're usually they usually have a little bit of vitamins in them, and they also have overall a little bit of carbohydrates. Usually, on average, about for like per cup. I don't know how. I think one of those bags might be like 3 cups, 4 cups,
maybe.
And they usually like seven to 10 grams of carbohydrate. I think carrots have a little more, but it's usually a little bit of carbohydrate, but there's also some like filling effect, and it's also there's some minerals. Trace minerals and some nutrients in there.
Am I doing any good by eating green beans?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. Even though it just looks like it's like a vegetable shell.
Yeah, on a lot of different ways. Yeah, because you're getting probably some vitamins and minerals, and you're also eating most likely plant-based food, unless they mess with it on the way in there. And it's also a filler, and it's a good source of carbohydrates.
Bacon stuffed green beans might be good if they're not plant-based anymore, if they're going to be animal-based.
So if you have to eat bacon and you added vegetables to it, it's kind of like, all right, it's not that bad.
So I'm so far so good. I got the carrots, I got some frozen vegetables, and then I found those granola cups, and I said, oh, those look harmless.
In the freezer right next to it?
No, they weren't. They were somewhere in the store.
It's Ralph's. They probably put them right in front of you when you're checking out, right?
Oh, I tried.
They had that huge discount rack with $1 toothpaste. Yeah.
That's but two bits too late for that. I've already got the granola cups in, and then why did I stop at the ice cream aisle? And I grabbed whatever ice cream was on sale. I got the cheapest one. I said, oh, this is the cheapest. So, mm-hmm. And it was some caramel. It was a brand I never usually shop. It wasn't Ben & Jerry's.
Kroger.
It wasn't generic Kroger. It was some other one. And it was fine. It was caramel, hazelnut, fudge or something.
Yeah.
I could have just stopped at the vegetables. No, I had to get the granola cups and the ice cream.
And it was, I guess the ice cream is in the freezer section on the way. Or... They put the vegetables way in the back, so you have to walk all the way. You got to do the walk of shame all the way up with the vegetables, and you can't get out of that freezer section until you at least pass some kind of shit food, right?
And I'm gonna pretend that I'm not even looking in the ice cream. There was this chick. Like the next one, like getting like Eggos or something, and so then I had to pretend like I'm also looking at Eggos.
So she happened to have the door open. what a convenience, yeah.
So then after she closed her thing, I was like, all right, ice cream.
Yeah, she can do it. I can do it.
So there I am.
Here's five things, because we like making lists of things. Five. Well, I'll add one afterwards. So five things you can do to eventually train your brain to hate junk food
and get off this.
Love other food that's good for
you. Yeah, I want to get off this. I need to. Yeah. I need
so here's a couple of things. Number one.
All right.
And we've already talked about this, is the five ingredient rule. This has been around for a while. When you look at the product you're desiring to eat, it'll probably have an ingredient list on it.
Yeah.
If there's more than five things, just make a rule with yourself. I'm not eating it. Period.
More than five ingredients.
More than five ingredients.
So like pizza is out then, because I get like five toppings on my
pizza.
Absolutely.
So it's like a red flag. Yeah, you know, you're human. You're going to have, you know, but it's a sign that, from what the gurus say, if there's more than five things in there, there's some shit in there you shouldn't be eating.
Food
is processed some way. That
is peanut butter a five ingredient?
No, if you get good peanut butter, yeah, check it out, because I'm a big fan of this organic peanut butter. It just says peanuts. It'll say peanuts. That's it. Yeah.
Sounds like you got a bag of peanuts. Yeah,
it'll just say really good peanut butter. Look at the ingredients. It just says peanuts, and it may have once in a while they'll add like an oil or salt. They'll mention salt. Sometimes they don't add some, but it'll never. Yeah, a good peanut butter. Even I think. Like the most generic, it's a little processed. It's still going to be less than five.
Is bread a five ingredient?
Oh, yeah. Most of it. I mean, most.
I feel like there's not anything I can eat.
Some of the multigrain stuff, you may get it, but. Well, just check it out. Just check out what.
Five ingredients or less. I feel like I have to go find the cow myself.
Well, if you went hardcore and you did like, say, a protein and a vegetable. Then of course this is way out of like normal eating, but it's like it'd be the extreme. So you take chicken breast as a chicken breast, and maybe something. Well, you know, I mean, I know you could argue, well, they might have added hormones and shit to it, but that's
I can't even.
Yeah, we don't know that.
Come on,
so
I can't.
Let's assume it's good chicken.
I can't ask for its medical records.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, let's say it was, it's an otherwise chicken. Healthy chicken.
Yeah.
That just happened to be sacrificed for your sake, for our sake. So say you got chicken and broccoli, and a bag of that of vegetables, and maybe a sweet potato.
Sweet potato. So right that's one ingredient.
That's like three ingredients right there.
Yeah, that's
a
three
meal.
Foods.
That's your meal. Yeah. So if you did five of those a day, and say in the morning you did eggs and oatmeal, unless it's like the maple sugar blah blah blah, blah oatmeal.
Oh, I can't even have that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's probably going to be more than five in that. But say you did something like that. That's an easy way of saying that's all. Less than five ingredients.
That doesn't sound as... You say that's an easy way. That doesn't sound very easy.
Well, it's an easy way to know that it's not five.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you're going to do it, but...
Milk? Is milk even a five ingredients?
Yeah, milk's...
I don't
milk's,
know. Milk is milk.
It's just cream, yeah. It's just
cream. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Five ingredients or less.
Five ingredients or less. That's one... And that's been around for a while.
Oh, great. That'll get me off... And then, that I won't eat anything. I won't be eating fast food because I won't be eating any food.
Yeah, fast food is. I mean, you worked in fast food, so
it was great. Best job I ever had.
Yeah,
I swear.
Yeah.
I swear.
You're talking about that on stage. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, I've worked in some of the biggest corporations in this country, like News Corp or Clear Channel. But when I worked, I guess McDonald's is a pretty big corporation.
Yeah,
but when I worked at McDonald's, it was just now. Albeit,
and
I
you
pick,
saw did you actually see. You get a chance to really see where the food's coming from, like what kind of
comes from the truck. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The boxes
and
come
and
down
it goes
the truck.
To the refrigerator.
Yeah, we put it in the cooler. Put the bags of
there's a joke amongst the young kids now. They think all food comes from the refrigerator. And the mom or dad has to explain, like, no, food comes from the refrigerator. That's
where's
where
the food come from? Oh, the fridge. No, not the farm or whatever.
Yeah. No, it's like this is where it comes from.
To be honest, I've never lived in a life. Well, you know, I never even had a milkman. We had all our stuff came from the store, came from the fridge.
We had a milkman. Yeah.
You had a milkman?
Yeah. And then the joke, I think Rodney Dangerfield had a joke. He's like, I knew something was funny when we moved from Pittsburgh to Cleveland and we had the same milkman.
Yeah,
what's up with that? All right, number two. Number two.
Five ingredients or less.
So
now,
five ingredients or less. Another one is, this is a little bit of physiology here, a little fancy stuff. So blood sugar. So obviously if you load up with sugar, your blood sugar goes through the roof, gets high, you probably feel good for a little bit, get some energy, and then usually if it's really shitty fast absorbed sugar, aka stuff
ecto-cooler,
caramel ice cream,
Rolla McFlurries,
then your body's going to regulate that and get the sugar back to normal, may even drop. So then that's why sometimes you get that feeling like you could never eat enough.
Yes, sugar. I get that feeling all the time.
And then that eventually we know once your blood sugar is not regulated, we don't even got to mention diabetes. We know all that stuff. So that's usually like if you want to simplify how that's – I mean, there's a lot to diabetes. You can't just say this because of this. But that's one way of looking at it. So you're amping up the sugar, making your body regulate it. And then it could overshoot that, drop it down, and then you're going to want it again. And of course, the food manufacturers well aware of that, and that's why they say grab three instead of one because you're going to be hungry.
That's what I do. So I grab three. Say I grab three slices of those Ben and Jerry slices. I actually had four when I went to the show at the detox center. Four. So my body is like, now it's got to get out Andre the Giant to try to fight all that sugar I'm putting in.
Exactly.
And then when it does that. It overcompensates.
Exactly.
So I got to stop
eating.
And then
you're like, why am I freaking hungry again? Why am I starving again?
Because I ate too much sugar.
Exactly. So you do. So if you had a different choice, a more boring choice, say a protein source and some vegetables, yes, you won't get that buzz. You may. I mean, this is what they're talking about here. They're trying to you could eventually get to the point where
I'll get high on
that'll give you a little
vegetables.
Bit of buzz. But the protein and a little bit of good fat, and a little bit of and good carbs won't kick that blood sugar up extremely high, and that's a basic principle of healthy eating. Trying to get that food, the nutrients in without jacking up the sugar, and that's especially in the morning. But that's a different kind of.
Should I be doing like a sugar fast? Should I be avoiding all sugar?
Of course, I would say if you can, but just understand that principle is when you load up with sugar. That's what they're trying to get at here. Like, it's getting the blood sugar regulated, or not avoiding having your blood sugar all up and down all over the place. And that's you can really only do that with the sugar.
More important to avoid sugar than say to avoid like saturated fats.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Yeah. In this case, yeah. Like you want to, like, or some people even say, if you're sitting down, say, at a meal and you have, you know, bread, a meat, yeah, chicken, and vegetables, and something else, get the protein in first. That's another little trick. They didn't mention that precisely that way here.
Eat the chicken first.
Yeah, get the protein in first, and that kind of might help a little bit with the sugar overload. And so, you've probably heard of that. You've probably heard that before.
I haven't. I've just always eaten whatever.
Yeah, like, yeah. All right, so here's another question, a little side question. When you say you're at a meal, like a Thanksgiving type thing, where you're...
Oh, I picture, yes.
So you have everything loaded. You got the turkey.
All the sides.
Do you have a systematic approach to your food, or you just whatever? Like, some folks will only eat each. I got to eat all the turkey first, then the potatoes. Or do you just kind of take a little bit of each?
It depends what food is going to be running off into the other foods. If the green beans are starting to, like, get into the potatoes, I'm going to eat all the green beans first. Or if the butter is, like, getting it, like, sometimes I don't like my foods, like, intermingling.
Because if the turkey gets saturated with the other stuff, it's not going to taste as good.
It's not going to taste as good. I'm very much into, meal segregation. I'll separate. Okay. I, for a long time, we had those divider plates. Until,
oh, really?
Yeah. Like, you know.
For the kids or for everybody?
For the kids. Yeah, but, I mean, I was, like, you know, probably in college or whatever, and it was, like, just couldn't have the green beans touching it. Now,
like the cafeteria type, like the prison type. Yeah.
Now it's much, I'll much let them intermingle more. Although, like, cranberry sauce, no, it can't touch anything. I'll eat usually all of one thing at first. And then, you know, I'm not just having a bite of this and a bite of that. I'll usually eat all of the one side, maybe all the second side. I don't know. So, but you're saying.
Yeah, so in that case, you would say try to get into the habit of getting the protein first.
Protein first. Yeah, okay.
It may. And then, I mean, there's another aspect of this is, like, are you going to feel guilty if you don't finish everything? But that's...
Well, I'm getting seconds. Another concept. Yeah, I won't feel guilty because I'll be finishing everything and getting seconds.
But they think if you eat the protein first, that could decrease your need for more stuff later.
Okay. Yeah. What if I have chicken, eggs, and rice? Which one? The chicken?
Chicken, eggs, and rice. I would do chicken is mostly protein. Yeah. Eggs is protein and fat. Okay. And then rice is carbohydrate. But that's actually not that bad. In that case, you don't have to sweat. That's not a tough choice.
Yeah. That's what I get when I go to Corky's Diner in Van Nuys.
Yeah.
Not an official sponsor, but believe me, I've been more of an investor of that place.
Yeah. that's a good choice. Yeah, yeah.
They call it the workout deck.
So imagine if you could have that meal. So you have chicken, rice, just like chicken and rice.
Yeah.
And the eggs. Every 3 to 4 hours. That'd be, we're going to do
the time. I could do that. Yeah. It's expensive, though.
The next one is...
Okay, so we're up to number three. Number one was five ingredients or less, and number two is no sugar.
Yeah, easy with the sugar loading. And try to understand why, what that does, and what it's going to do in the long haul.
All right, so number three. This is to get me unaddicted to fast food.
Yes. This is going to get your brain to... train your brain to hate junk food. Number three is a good one, actually. It's it's one of my favorites here. Gross yourself out.
Oh, I believe me. I look in the mirror. I'm very grossed out.
No, not you.
Oh,
no,
that's how
no,
I feel.
No. You got to love and respect yourself, period. That's a whole other episode.
Okay, we might need to get into that.
Yes, because you're going to just eat more. You find out what some of the stuff is that goes into the junk food you're making. And if you really learned about the products in there, they're saying that you may gross yourself out, and then next time you grab the caramel granola thing, you're like, "Yeah, I'm eating." And they give a couple examples here. You know, these red and pink dyes.
Oh, I love red and pink dyes.
They're from beetles.
Oh,
lanolin is this. Sheep's wool. They use that for anything. That's
sheep's
chewy.
Wool. I'm eating sheep's wool.
Oil from the sheep's wool.
How much sheep's wool could I eat without? Maybe that's why I'm constipated.
Yeah. So that's like, and there's more to that. There's websites just dedicated to. You could type in like the candy bar you had last week. Type that in and just say what are some of the ingredients? And there's people out there that dedicate themselves to they're not really trying to gross you out. They're just trying to inform you on what's in there. But that's the trick. So if you are, say, one thing you don't want to eat anymore, a candy bar or something, find out what is actually in there and go and dig and dig and dig and dig and dig, and you'll find something hopefully that will gross you out.
Milky Way. I never even thought about it. What is it? Now it's grossed me out just thinking about it. I've been eating Milky Way. Actually, my wife, went vegan because I got her a book basically that does this. It explains the food chain, you know, from farm through factory
store. Yeah.
And when I bought her that book, she pretty much went vegan after reading that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So actually she could be a great source for you because she'll probably,
she loves to tell me. She probably knows some
of those ingredients. Yeah.
It's like when those haters out there tried to tell us that our chicken McNuggets were made of pink slime or whatever.
Yeah, right.
That actually made me feel more empowered. I wanted to go support the Golden Arches.
The pink slime people.
Because, you know, it's breast meat. It's 100% breast meat, I think.
It's just shaped in a weird... Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean...
They put it in a grinder and then they put it in a nugget.
It's just shaped
nugget.
Weird. So
it's
because it's not shaped naturally like you think chicken is, I guess?
Yeah, sure. That's like there's no chicken breast that's in the shape of a... boot or whatever those things are. Yes, true.
Okay,
I'll give you that. You win.
Yeah, but it was more of a you had more of a social agenda with that one.
I just because
McDonald's paid you. They trained you how to be a great industrious person. So
they gave me
you have a little loyalty there.
They gave me a raise every I think it was every 6 months. I started at $4.25 an hour.
So that was minimum wage,
and then by the time I left, I was making $5.05. They had given me
$5.05,
like five or six raises.
And you were in high school?
From 16 to 18.
And what was your average hours per week that you
maybe worked? 20 hours
so
a week.
That's $80.
$80?
Or would you get like $100 a week?
I guess.
That's a lot of money for a high school kid.
Now when you say it, like, for $80, it's like, great. I spent all week slaving away for $80.
Did you get like, you had a bike or did you have a car?
I had a car. I had a 1978 Pontiac Catalina.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. It was a boat.
But gas was probably like 50 cents a gallon.
It wasn't that cheap. This wasn't the 70s. Yeah. It was you know, between a buck and two bucks. And
so it was decent. So you probably got a little loyalty towards McDonald's.
I have some great loyalty. Yeah. I had great times there. You could pick your own schedule. That's what I loved best. If I had to work set certain hours, but I could pick my schedule. So if I wanted to work breakfast, I usually would open the store and work breakfast hours. That way, by 2 p.m., I'd have the whole rest of my day to do whatever, party.
And from your experience, did anyone ever ask you, hey, can you tell me like what exactly is in this stuff? You ever get asked that while you're working there?
I once asked one of the managers, Rodney. I said, what is the Filet-O-Fish? And he knew. Greater Northern Atlantic Cod.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Greater Northern Atlantic Cod.
Yeah.
And like what part of the fish?
What part of the fish? not the fish.
Yeah, it comes from the Northern Atlantic, Great Atlantic Cod.
It comes from the finest spines of the Northern Atlantic Cod. Yeah.
Shaped into this delicious little square thing. Yeah.
I'm not a Filet-O-Fish guy myself, but a lot of Catholics in our area, so that was a big...
Ivory Friday.
Yeah.
A lot of Polish people, right?
Polish, Slovak, Italian.
Yeah. Franco's army.
Franco's Italian army. Yeah. There was a black guy with an Italian army, but that's another podcast.
Story, yeah. All right. So we
move on to number four. We've number one was five ingredients or less. Number two was low sugar.
Yes,
stay away from sugar.
Don't jack up the sugar.
Number three was gross yourself out. Learn about the truth about these ingredients.
Exactly.
Okay, and this will get me...
Yeah, number four is... All right, this is getting like... This is a weird... The dull sheen of satisfaction. All right, that's like... They could have used a better title.
That sounds like my life.
Yeah,
the dull
sheen of satisfaction. This writer's probably trying to like maybe sound a little more sophisticated than we need to be, but...
American Beauty 2.
So it's like you... What I think what they mean by that is stop if you can learn to... Say you get satisfaction from the ice cream.
Yeah.
And then we also know that if you take too much in, you get the blood sugar up, blood sugar goes down, then you might want some more right away. And there's another component to that in your brain that is like the desire center, satisfaction center. If you can learn to, okay, you're going to eat the ice cream anyway, but they're saying like learn to dull that sensation down that you get from eating that by just doing a little bit. And I guess that's the overall kind of thing. So don't like when you know, say I do it with chocolate. Sometimes you can't just eat one, you eat the whole candy bar. Try to learn how to say, well, I know I'm going to eat chocolate today. So I'm just going to do a little bit. Oh, so, I mean, that makes sense. Like that concept.
So, like, if I was hooked to heroin, you're saying don't do a full hit. Just, you know,
yeah,
maybe
quarter
do
gram.
Just do a drop.
Yeah. Like that's, and that's
is that rational for an addict to be able to say if
I?
Hey,
that's the goal. I mean, that's what they're saying. Like, they're just suggesting this. Yeah,
suggesting.
but if you're
if you're addicted to fast food, just eat a very little bit of fast food.
Yeah. So if you are comfortable wolfing down a gallon of Ben and Jerry's or half a gallon.
Yes.
They're saying, like, you know, well, maybe start with 3/4 of a half a gallon. And then you eventually get, like, you can trick your brain into getting the same amount of satisfaction from possibly from one Swedish fish versus 10. I mean,
if I just suck on the Swedish
fish.
Yeah.
And it's,
don't chew it.
It's funny. I had a patient who was there seeing me for, you know, weight loss and food, and she was doing real well. And her thing was she read it somewhere. It's kind of like something like this. She called it like the 3-bite rule she made up for herself. So she's like, yeah, I like my pie after my meal, but I still have it 3 bites.
Just 3 bites
three
of pie.
Bites. That was her. So like if you got those thingies, you would say instead of buying 10, I'm just going to get 3. This way you kind of control that desire center in your brain.
I get where it's coming from. Yeah. When I was at my best and I had my kind of diet under control, I would get the very mini cartons of Ben and Jerry's, like would have the little wooden spoon in there.
Yeah.
And then I would just have that and that would be fine. But now that seems impossible to try to just eat that. But when I had my stuff locked down, that would be satisfying.
Yeah. See, so what's the difference? And how long ago was that?
You know, maybe 4 years ago.
So your brain at that point wasn't tempting you to take more in, right?
Yeah. I just knew that I couldn't have this. I have this many calories a day. And so if I was going to stick to that, I could have this Ben and Jerry's because this was a little one and it was like 200.
You still get that happy Ben and Jerry's feeling?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you weren't like, I need to do like 5 of these.
No, I wouldn't be like, eat a whole carton of Ben and Jerry's on the car ride home from Ralph's.
Yeah. That's like, so this guy's, they're talking about the psychology of that.
Okay. All right.
So it's called like dull the sheen of sensation, but it's like basically what would you say? Like give us one. One word could describe this. Moderation.
Ration.
Yeah, ration. Ration.
I don't know.
Keep your brain happy by rationing it.
Okay. All right.
Until it loves chicken and broccoli.
These are so they make this like it's a list. Like it's so easy to do. These might be the 4 hardest things for someone on a diet to
course,
do.
Of course, but at least it's something you could do. And another, we'll do the 5th one here first. The fifth one.
It's like if you want to be a Marine, all you got to do is learn how to shoot 100 yards into the size of a nickel. You know, it's like these are very hard.
I didn't do that every time, but you're allowed to miss a few times.
Yeah.
So they gave me a grenade launcher then. They're like, all right, that's why when you meet someone who was in the Marine Corps and they're like, I ended up with a grenade launcher. They're like, I wasn't like the sharpest shooter, but
you could still hit the target.
Like, hey, he's strong. He can carry the grenade launcher, and so my radius was like 35 meters instead of like having to hit a nickel. I gotta hit like a stagecoach. I just get it close enough. Yeah,
there's a pool out in the back.
Yeah, just get it close there, Rebecca. You're gonna be fine. Yeah, and the fifth one is load up on the real stuff. So that's just kind of like a nice way to end their 5 things. So if you're it kind of goes back to the blood sugar thing. If you're loading up on shitty sugar, shitty carbs, your body then burns that as the main source of fuel. He's kind of hinting at doing into this like Atkins ketogenic stuff where you could eventually replace your main source of fuel from carbohydrates to fat. So they're not saying that with that, but that's what they're hinting at. They're saying, you know, if you continually load up with
sugar,
fats. Carbs, even though they're good carbs, you still run the risk of burning, getting used to burning that as your main source. So they're hinting at using fat once in a while as your main few good fats. Of course, and that's a whole other thing. Avocados, we know that. So that's another way of just kind of wrapping up. And of course, I would do number 6, drink more water.
I would add more water.
So that's 6 things. Now, back to what you said, I would say, you could do... How about you do something like this? Say over the next 5 months,
5 months.
You just do one at a time. Just do or 5 weeks.
What should I start first? What do you think?
I would do the five ingredients.
That's five ingredients. Yeah. I'll try this week.
What do you think would be the easy, out of all those, besides drink more water, we already talked about that, what would be something you would, that you'd be able to be practical for you to do like right away?
I mean, I think I would want to try to cut out sugar. I don't know how practical that would be, but that seems to be like... Okay.
That'd be, like, that's the first thing. It's like, if you had to pick one
of the five,
that'd be the one to do.
I mean, I could say, y'all, gross myself out, but I'm going to read those ingredients and be like, who cares?
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Yeah. So I think, I don't know, the sugar seems like that would really even me out.
Okay.
And then I could, but I don't know. It's so hard.
But
I did it last night. I went into the store with the purpose of buying vegetables. I came out with granola cups and ice cream.
So then maybe you would look at, all right, the way the grocery store is set up, they're fucking with you on purpose. Obviously, they're not going to put vegetables in the front row, so you can just go, well, they kind of do, but not always. If you just, so you could like outsmart yourself and say, all right, I know the vegetables are over here. Put your sunglasses on until you get to the front. I don't know. Put your sunglasses on until you like, or like, make a bet with yourself, you know, dare the devil, whatever.
Dare the devil.
Try to get that shit and get out of there.
All right. So I'm going to try at least this week. I'm going to try until the next time our next episode.
Yeah.
Try to just lay off the extra sugar. I'm not going to be like, I'm going to still eat
you're not
fruit.
You're not going like CrossFit ketogenic.
Yeah.
You're not going psycho ketogenic CrossFit. No.
I'll eat apples. I'm going to put sweetener in my coffee and I'll try to be the only.
Ah, speaking about coffee, let's hit that for a second before we get out of here. How about this? I'm a huge fan. It's not my idea. We might have talked about this before. David Sharp brought this up. The legendary comedian in town here, David Sharp. Great guy. We're at a show. He was the host, and he was talking about putting butter in his coffee.
Yeah, I know what that is.
I know you're probably used to the sugar, but where do you get your coffee?
Wherever. You know, whatever's closest, whatever.
Because some places have butter, some places. I mean, Starbucks has good butter.
I thought that was a special butter. You're talking about the like rocket fuel coffee diet or whatever.
Yeah, that's I won't go that far. Just approach it from your point of view with trying to reduce the sugar. So maybe replace it instead of using a sweetener or maybe one day, try on Wednesday. Try, all right, I'm going to get black coffee. And I'm going to put a little bit of butter in there and then a little bit of, say, heavy cream. And try that versus the sweetener or the sugar. That would also fulfill that trying to get some sugar out, too.
All right. Yeah. How much butter? Just a little bit? I mean,
you got to dive in and try it out. If the barista is really cool, they usually don't do this. In Los Angeles, it's very rare to find someone who will do this for you. Like, they'll put the butter in first.
Okay.
And then pour the coffee on top of the butter. That's a really good barista. Like, they do that out in Palm Desert. They're nice out there. They'll do that. They say, well, it mixes better. Out here,
am I going to get weird looks if I ask Carl Strauss?
Yeah, because you're gonna ask for butter, and they're going to say, water? You say, no, butter. Because I mumble sometimes. They'd be like, water? I said, no, butter. They said, butter? Butter. And then you get butter. And then by that time the coffee's already poured, they're not going to probably not going to put it in for you.
And butter is better than sugar in my coffee?
Absolutely. I would argue that. Yeah, absolutely.
Why?
First thing in the morning?
Just because it's not sugar?
Well, if it's good butter.
Yeah.
There's
Lando Lakes. What is that?
That's not bad. I mean, ideally you want grass-fed.
Like grass-fed butter.
Kerrygold is one of them.
Kerrygold
butter. Starbucks for some reason has that. They have that brand.
Starbucks will put butter in my coffee?
Starbucks, ask them for little butter packets.
Okay.
Or one or two. And if I, with a large, which is in their language is what?
Venti.
I get two.
Okay.
But I'm kind of butter tolerant now. So it's like I'm just.
You put butter in your coffee?
Every day. Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. And if I go to the same Starbucks all the time, the people will know and they don't put it in for you. They get all weird, like they put the gloves on, but give me 10 there. That's good butter. I think coffee bean doesn't have it. And other places, I used to bring my own. I'd bring my own butter.
You bring your own butter?
Yeah, just if I was going somewhere besides Starbucks.
Kerrytown.
But Kerrygold. It's an Irish butter, yeah.
Now, if I'm using a sweetener like Equal, am I Am I not?
Yeah, yes. Add, so what? If you're going to use sweetener, just add the butter to it too.
Because
then maybe it'll be easier to transition out of the sweetener down the road.
But if I'm trying to stay away from sugar, is sweetener, am I?
It's not bad. It's not bad. It's not bad. Yeah. Yeah. Because it's not, I mean, it's.
I'm not shooting myself in the foot.
It's the sweetener is like a trick. It's like a trick way to make your brain think you have sugar.
Okay. So then I'm going to stay away from sugar. I'll try the butter thing.
Yeah.
And as a secondary goal, I'll try to do a 5-ingredient rule and see. But that sounds really hard.
Well, of course. Yeah. But you know, it's if you could eventually get that to be so routine, like what they're saying is, you're gonna train your brain to make that a rule, and then in time, because let's go back to your 4 years ago when you were rocking it.
Yeah.
At that time, that would have been easy for you to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. That's
so it's just a matter of getting your brain back to that.
5 ingredients. Okay. All right. Well, there's a challenge for me.
Yeah.
And if you know foods that are 5 ingredients or less, you could help me out. Send us an email or a tweet. Yeah. I'm at Kyle Kreis.
Or tell us it's stupid, you know? Just shut up with your stupid broccoli over brownie stuff.
You can email us at docandsnacker@gmail.com or kylekreis@gmail.com. Because I'm going to need help with this 5 ingredients or less.
Yeah, hey, but it's worth it. It's a noble effort.
All right, we'll see. We'll try.
Or just one day. Just do 5-day Tuesdays. You know, like just Tuesday.
5-day Tuesdays. That's interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, well.
And any shows coming up, Kyle? Kyle Kreis, any comedy shows, any rock and roll shows coming up?
We're going to be, rock and roll. I think on August 12th, the band is going to be on the Fraser Smith show here in LA on KLOS. So
KLOS is that in the morning or
Sunday? This will be Sunday night.
Okay.
I think we're going to do that on August 12th.
And you're going to be doing a song and interview.
I think it would just be an interview. Maybe we'll play some songs. We're not going to play anything live. We're just going to spin the album.
Yeah.
And then the Burbank Comedy Festival, it comes up next Sunday. If you're listening to this first day out, which is the, what day is it? The 8th?
Today is the 6th.
So if you're listening to it this week, next week is going to be the Burbank Comedy Festival, and I got 3 shows.
Nice.
For that.
Nice.
So
you could like tell us about your 5 ingredients on Tuesday when you're on
should
stage.
Should I talk about this food stuff on stage? Yeah. Because I feel like I'm not the biggest guy in the room ever, even though I'm like 60 pounds overweight. I'm not the biggest guy in the room. So when you see me come on and be like, oh, I have this food addiction, people are going to be like, you have a food addiction? Look, there's Billy Gardell over there.
Yeah,
That dude's got a food problem, you know?
Right. But it's real. It's your thing. It's your
perspective. It's my life.
You own the stage. When you're up there, you say whatever you want.
All right. Okay.
Yeah,
come to the Burbank Comedy Festival and see me complain about all the bad choices I make that you should probably be easy to change.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, beautiful. And I will actually be on stage with the legendary Robert Vertrees headlining. It's September 3rd.
Okay.
3rd. Is that a Sunday? September 3rd.
Prime time.
Sunday night in the Yoo-Hoo Room. That's like prime time right there. Like we need sponsors for that show.
Is that opening day of football?
I might not go. Probably why. Yeah, yeah, exactly. The Raiders got a home game that day.
Vertrees is headlining,
yes.
Yeah. He's doing 20 minutes?
That's what it said.
Or 30 minutes.
Probably more, yeah.
Or more, the whole hour.
Yeah.
Woo! I got to go to that.
Yeah.
How come I haven't heard of this yet? Vertrees is headlining.
Hit him up.
You're featuring.
Yeah. Hit him up.
All right. Yeah. That sounds like a great show.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's we've been at it for almost 45. So let's sign off.
And I think this show, there's someone out there is going to change their world with one of the. I think it's going to be the 5-ingredient rule.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to be like, finally, I know what to do.
I hope it's because it hasn't been me yet. So I hope someone else is out there.
Yeah, you got this, Kyle.
All right. Until next week, I am the snacker, Kyle Kreis.
And I'm Dr. Mike. Drink more water.